Local news, talk, sports, and the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5.
Very good evening and welcome to Kane Radio's coverage of high school basketball. My pleasure to be at New Iberia Senior High as they host the Westgate Tigers. Nish coming in at 13-6. Have not played yet in district play. Same for the Westgate Tigers in 5-4A. But the Westgate Tigers come in struggling and unfamiliar 2-10. Of course, the fact that they won a football state championship kept a lot of those potential future basketball players on the football field for a while. So still getting their basketball legs, but we anticipate a great game tonight and a great crowd. If you're in the neighborhood, there's a little room for you, but not much. We've got a heck of a crowd here tonight. Our coverage of high school basketball is brought to you in part by Iberia Medical Center, your locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Appreciate their support of high school sports here on the all-new Kane 107.5. Westgate head coach Oliver Winston, the head coach in his first year as the head coach here at New Iberia Senior High, Chad Porcio. Didn't have a chance to interview either of those prior to today's game, but look forward to hearing from them from the bench throughout the evening. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, just about ready for the tip-off when we return after this timeout. Stay with us. You're listening to high school basketball on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Hey, have you heard about the new crispy chicken at McDonald's? It's a southern fried chicken fillet, crinkle-cut pickles, a moist golden brown potato roll. You can even add lettuce and tomato if you like. And for those who like it spicy, you can add our new spicy pepper sauce. Want to skip the lines? Get the McDonald's app, use our curbside service, or have it delivered to your door with one of our delivery partners. McDonald's and our new crispy chicken. I'm loving it.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot to watch the NFL playoffs with games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. And remember, 19 TVs has you covered for all sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And once again, we welcome you back at Nish. Nish taking on Westgate. First of two matchups this year. They'll be back at Westgate in a few weeks, and we'll have that game for you as well. And also, heads up, we'll be at Westgate as they host St. Thomas More Tuesday night at about the same time. Here on the all-new Kane 107.5. Got Westgate. We do have, yeah, we're back. I thought I heard a little bit of a click as if we had gone off, but Westgate's starting lineup. Keon Joseph, Braylon Raymond, Jabari Antoine, Danny Lewis, and Traven Gardner. May have to wait till New Iberia Senior High gets out onto the court to see their starting lineup. Those look like Wayne Randall. Austin Delahousie. Jordan Skinner. Tylan Bray. And a number 21 who is not on my roster. And we have begun. Nish wins the opening tip. 8 minute quarters here in high school basketball, at least varsity wise. Freshmen played 2 10-minute halves, and the JV Nish team won 32-24, 6 minute periods for them. Working it around the perimeter from the far corner, a shot up, no good by Delahousie. Underneath though, Nish had it, rebound, and going back up with it, knocked out of bounds. Westgate's number 25, Trayvon Gardner, knocked that one back out of bounds. Nish has it underneath their own basket, bounces it into that 21. We'll get a name eventually. Working it around right side toward the paint. Now leaps and leans in, no good. 21, the rebound, puts it back up, no good. We're still scoreless. And now we've got a foul coming up against Nish. Jordan Skinner picking up his first. The team's first, obviously. 7-11 left in this opening period. Westgate with the ball for the first time this evening. Getting just underway, scoreless. Working to the right side, and that is Joseph, and working it into the paint now. That is Gardner. Gardner puts it up, no good. The rebound tied up. It's going to be a jump ball. Nish basketball on the jump ball. Once again, happy to have you with us here. This is my first basketball game of the season. Tony had the Catholic High victory against Lorville earlier on Tuesday. I'm happy to be back in the gymnasium after our break from high school football, which we were happy to take into December. Back in, Gardner puts it up off the back iron. No good. Got his own rebound, put it back up, but Nish comes away with this rebound. Back the other way, Yellow Jackets. In with it is Austin Delahousie, working around the perimeter, near corner. Randall drives the baseline, goes up, no good. Quickly back the other way, Westgate. Danny Lewis, big tight end receiver for Westgate, puts it up from the free throw line, and that's our first bucket of the ball game. Danny Lewis gets the scoring going. Quickly a three-pointer near corner, no good. Shot by Skinner. Nick goes out of bounds. Checking in for the Yellow Jackets is Christian Walker, 6'1", 163-pound junior. On the court, Wayne Randall. Wayne, a 6'4", 175-pound sophomore, and Westgate moves it across, leading 2-0, working toward the near wing, back between the circles, far side now. That's Joseph Keon. He gives it between the circles to Antoine Stolen, and ahead on the transition. He had a little trouble with the basketball. Christian Walker couldn't handle the transition pass, and it is knocked out of his hands, out of bounds to the Yellow Jackets. We're trailing 2-0 with 5:56 to go here in this opening period. Working it around the perimeter between the circles, a little back and forth by Nish. Delahousie with the ball into the corner, driving the baseline. Pass toward the far corner, and I think the shot was waved off. I think as he was working along the baseline, stepped out of bounds before he passed it away. So Westgate going the distance left to right as we see it. Westgate bench to our left, Nish to the right. 5:38 to go. Three-pointer for Westgate up, no good. Joseph well overshooting the rim. Nish the rebound back the other way. Still trailing 2-0. Another pass, unforced error. At least it looked like an unforced error. Pass intended for Walker and went out of bounds. 5:23 as the first period continues. 2-0 Westgate with the basketball, just crossing the center line. Knocked out. Can he keep it in? He does, but can he get the ball back? Nope, Westgate does. Nice job keeping it in play, but unfortunately Westgate, as far as the Nish perspective is concerned, yep, there's a steal though. Walker, Christian Walker, and he'll go all the way. He is fouled. He'll be shooting two. Pretty sure that was number 14 that committed that foul. Antoine, his first, the team's first. And shooting two will be Christian Walker, looking for the Yellow Jackets' first points of the ball game. 2-0, 5:01 to go here in this opening period. Walker at the free throw line puts the first one up and good. 2-1 Yellow Jackets. I think we got a new player checking in. Kylan Duga into the ball game for the Yellow Jackets. 5'9", 155-pound junior. So again, Walker making the first, getting set to shoot the second here. It is up and rimming good. A little bit of a bounce after it started to rim. Fell straight through. 2-2, 5:01 to go here in this opening period. Nish hosting Westgate. Walking it across is Joseph. Running the point. Tries to penetrate over around the left side, but a foul coming up by the Yellow Jackets. I want to say he put up a 2, but I'm not certain of that. I'm going to mark it for now. Second team foul. Unless I missed one. Scoreboard showing 3. Westgate with the ball, working around the perimeter, knocked out of bounds. Coach Porsche thought it went off a Westgate player after Nish knocked it out of the Westgate player's hands. Thought it went off a Westgate Tiger. Westgate now back with it. Near the near wing, now corner shot from the near corner. Up, no good. Yellow Jackets with the rebound. That shot by Antoine. Close, but not in. Nish back the other way now. Near wing, three-pointer is up and no good. Shot by Tylen Bray. Now back the other way. Quickly Westgate, but quickly losing it on the dribble. Again, apparently unforced error there. And the Yellow Jackets get the ball back. Tied at 2 with 4:20 to go in this opening period. Yellow Jackets again came in 13-6 compared to the Tigers, 2-10. Working it on top. Now finding man down underneath. Shot up. No good by Edmond into the ball game. Back the other way. Now Westgate working around. A long three launched by Joseph is good. His first bucket of the ball game. That had to be from 25 feet. Nailed it. Driving the baseline. Jamming it is Tylen Bray. And makes it a 5-4 game. A quick follow to that three-point shot. Now a little bit of pressure in the backcourt, but they get it across. Working it around the far corner back toward the top of the key. Joseph, who made that impressive three-pointer, hands it off. And now another long three from between the circles. That was Raymond who launched that one, but no good. Back the other way, Yellow Jackets. Far corner, now leaping leaner. Up, no good on the jumper. And working it back outside to the near corner. Driving the baseline, now going up and fouled. Gray will go to the free throw line this time. I believe the foul on 21. That's Landry. Apologize, Z is all I've got. Didn't get a full roster from the Tigers. We'll see him again Tuesday night against St. Thomas More. First is up, no good. Ray looking to tie this game up. 5-4 right now with 3:06 to go in the opening period. Don't forget all our games available online at Kane1240.com. Second shot up is good. We're tied at 5. As well as the TuneIn app and also on the Simple Radios app. In fact, I prefer the Simple Radio app. Find it to be just that, much more simple. No charge. 15 puts up a three-pointer. No good. Danny Lewis quickly missed the other way. But Westgate back quick on the transition on defense. But a foul is going to send Nish back to the free throw line. Joseph, his first, the team's third. And with 2:47 to go to the free throw line is Skinner. Each team with 3 personal fouls. Although I'm not sure who that other is on Nish. Skinner hits the first of 2. Nish now 4-5 from the free throw line. That is a bulk of their points. Shot up, no good. Nish with their first lead of the game. Now, I thought I saw a travel. Nish knocks it out of bounds. Westgate will get it back underneath their own basket. 2:42 to go in the opening period. They bring it back between the circles, near side, in front of the Nish bench. Antoine trying to work around a defenseman to the corner and goes out of bounds. Pretty sure off. Nope. I'm going to say Nish knocked it out of bounds. 6-5 our score. 2:32 to go. Nice toss inside to Danny Lewis. And now he gets called for a travel. I didn't see it. But it'll be Nish basketball going the distance right to left. As we see it, of course. 2:27 to go. On top, pass lost. Enforced error. Randall couldn't handle the pass. Shot up, no good. That one by Landry. Brennan Landry into the ball game. And right side going up, laying it up neatly. You can hear the crowd roar. Kylan Gray laid that one up. And Nish increases their lead now 8-5. Another steal at half court. Nish takes it in underneath and again. It is Gray. He gets the nice pass. Credit the assist, though. Credit the steal first, but the assist. That got Bray the bucket. He's got 7 in the ballgame yet. 1:45 to go in this opening period. The crowd awakens up after another steal and a pass and a layup. This time it is Skinner. He's got 3 points and a 30-second timeout taken by the Westgate Tigers trying to stop the bleeding here. It's been, I believe, an 8-point run for the Yellow Jackets, now leading 12-5. Once again, I want to thank our sponsors. We're brought to you in part by the Iberia Medical Center, a locally owned and operated Miller Management McDonald's, Coca-Cola. Of course, you can't say one without the other, McDonald's and Coca-Cola. And, of course, the Quarter Tavern, right across from one of our locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants. You can get a Coca-Cola. You can also watch NFL playoff action this weekend on their 18 TVs. First game tomorrow at 3:30, first at 2, first at 3, Sunday at noon, and then Monday night, Rams and Cardinals, 7 o'clock. Westgate with the ball out of the timeout. Get it across quickly. Looks like a new player in the game, Sam. And again, Westgate working near the center circle. To the far side they go on the wing. And find someone inside, bouncing it again off a Nish player. Nish is going to be fouled on the transition. Won't be a shooting foul. The Gardner picks up his first, the team's fourth. And Nish will bring it into the corner. Gets it right back, does Randall. Now between the circles, right side, Delahousie, Austin. Works near side, gets it back between the circles, far side on the wing. Launching a long three is Gray, no good on that shot. Rebound goes out of bounds. Nish thinks they have it. And I believe they do. 57.8 seconds to go here in this opening period. In 12-5, the score. Nish on top, working it well into the backcourt, which is about the only time it's not a backcourt violation. Brings it back up, Delahousie does. Goes far side to Randall, gets it back on the near wing. Just kind of skipped it in underneath the number 21. Three-pointer is up near corner, good. Walker, Delahousie, his first bucket of the ball game. 24 seconds to go. Westgate bringing it back quickly. Danny Lewis underneath puts it up, and they call a charge on Danny Lewis. That's his second of the game. Actually, that was a travel before, not a foul. Team's fifth. Now the starting scorekeeper for Westgate has made it to the gym. 30 seconds to go. 15-5. Appreciate the first person who is keeping the Westgate book for helping me out as we prep for this game this evening. 16 seconds to go. Nish with the basketball up by 10. 15-5. Not in a hurry to take this final shot of the period. taking it along the key, left side, shot up, no good by Delahoussaye, and rebound Westgate, but they lose it. Quick turnaround, three-pointer from half court, no good by Randall. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Nish up 15-5 after the first period on the all-new King, 107.5.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Cane 107.5.
Better turn my mic back up. Once again, welcome back to New Iberia Senior High as we begin the second period. This quarter change brought to you by the Quarter Tavern. 15-5, Nish on top at the end of the first. Number 21 is Quinton Cook. I had a feeling it was, but on our roster he's number 35. But he is wearing 21 tonight, the 6'4", 246-pound senior. Delahoussaye brings it across the timeline for the Yellow Jackets. Michigan trailed early, but since trailing 5-4, have run off 11 straight. Delahoussaye back at center circle. Works the near wing. Takes it inside. Goes across to Quinton. Now working it back around the perimeter. Gray at the key. And now back the other way. Oh, and he slips. Did he get? I thought he got a pass away as he was slipping. But we're going to say traveling on Delahoussaye. So the Yellow Jackets give up the ball. Westgate with it, taking it. Left side going all the way with it up, and no good was Antoine. And now the ball loose. Cook has it down. They tried to get a 30-second timeout in, but did not. Coach Horsho gives it up. So Westgate will have the ball underneath their own basket. 7:17 to go here in this first half. In Tuesday night, we'll be at Westgate as these Tigers take on St. Thomas More. It's our old friend Danny Broussard there. Some of my first experiences in Acadiana were tournaments at St. Thomas More, and I knew his brother, Ricky Broussard, well, head coach at Nicholls State in the late 90s. Underneath, Danny Lewis goes up, no good. Whistle and a foul, I guess. It was a foul on Cook, his first, team's fourth, 7:11 to go. Westgate working it into the paint, Ethan Lehner up, no good, but a foul coming up. The foul is on Bray, his second, the team's fifth. And to the free throw line is Joseph for two. Rimming no good on the first. Second shot coming. This is Westgate's first trip to the free throw line. Nish was six. And the second is good. So Westgate ends that drought with the free throw. 15-6. Minute gone here in this second period. Nish working it around the outside. Now inside to Cook, has it stripped. Finds a way to get a pass across. Now they're going to get a reach-in foul, I believe, on Joseph. That's his second of the ball game. Team sixth. Not a shooting foul, but the next one will be bonus. And inside, shot up by Randall. No good. Westgate comes away with the rebound. They'll go the distance left to right. Thought about a long three, but he finds a man underneath. He gets Gardner, and that's his first bucket of the ball game. Nice pass from Joseph. Back the other way, Delahousie brings it across, takes it toward the near wing, finds an open lane, hooks it up and good, lays it in. Delahousie now with 5 points on the night. 6:17 to go here in the second period. 17-8 now, Nish on top. Working it, down pass stolen again. Nish's defense dominating here. Pass ahead on the transition. Shot up, no good by Skinner. But they get it back and goes back up with it. No good that time by Skinner. And Westgood finally commands the rebound. Danny Lewis brings it across. Danny on the near wing. Player of the game for the Westgate State Championship. And there is little doubt about that. Shot up, no good. Rebound back the other way. Nish, and again, Skinner goes for a long three from the corner. No good. Far side, back the other way. Westgate. Around the right side. Up. Off the glass, but well off the mark. Nish comes away with it. 5:20 to go here in the second period. Again, 4 8-minute periods in high school hoops, at least at the varsity level. Nish working between the circles, now near wing, taking along the baseline is Delahousie. No good on the shot. Westgate comes away on top of the key, and back the other way, Joseph launches a three from the left wing. No good. And it's back the other way, Nish. Our 52 to go. Working it across and now taking it in the paint. 10-footer up, and that one is not going to fall for Walker. It bounced off the iron a couple of times. Now it looks like Danny Lewis has drawn a foul. That might be his third. Now that is now his second, excuse me. Cook will go to the line to shoot two, I believe. Now that is the seventh. Hits on the first. It's his first point of the night. 4:44 to go, 18-8. Back to a double-digit lead for the Yellow Jackets. Second shot is up. No good. Rebound easily by Westgate. Nobody on the blocks for Nish. They're all ready to play defense. Timeout taken by Westgate. 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. That's their second 30 of the ball game. They've got three full timeouts remaining. 4:40 to go in this first half. 18-8, Nish on top. Once again, varsity JV game earlier. Nish dominant in that one. 32-20, the final score. I have to admit, I was here for a good portion of the freshman game, or at least the second half. They played two 10-minute halves. And I have to admit, I wasn't paying attention to the final score, but I believe Nish won. Again, thanks to our sponsors, including Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. And Westgate brings it in out of the timeout. Taking it left side, almost stripped of the ball was Antoine. Underneath, and it is stolen as they try to pass it underneath. Taking it and going all the way with it off the glass. No good is Walker, but again, he's heading to the free throw line to shoot two. And I believe that time it was 14, Antoine. That's eight on the team. This, though, a shooting foul. First is up and good. Walker will now be 3 of 3 at the free throw line, looking to make it 4 of 4 with this next one with 4:27 to go. Shot is up, and it gets a little help from the glass, but it is good. 4.9 now for Christian Walker. Quickly bringing it up is Antoine. Tries to go along the baseline. No room there. With the ball is Callahan, and it's stolen, and bringing it inside, stolen by Westgate in the Nish paint. Back quickly the other way, pass along the baseline, and the shot is up and good by Gardner. He's pretty easy after that. I hate to say easy, the sport is never easy. Edmond in the game. He gets his first bucket of the ball game underneath. Going back up, Antoine looked like he wanted to take it along the lane, but gives it back up outside. And the pass going to go nothing else back court violation, but it goes out of bounds as well. Mitchell will get it back up 22-10. They should get it at half court. 3:36 to go here in this half. They bring it into the back court. Now bringing it up is Dugas back into the ball game. On top, Randall gets a pass underneath, but it's tipped away. Intended for Dugas. And now back the other way, Westgate. Joseph on top goes to the far side between the circles and back on top. Got a little reach and foul by the Yellow Jackets. Ray picks up his third, I believe. Team sixth, 3:16 to go, 22-10. Westgate underneath their own basket. Bring this one in. They bring it back almost toward the center stripe. Joseph on top, takes it in. Goes back outside, far corner. Three-pointer is up, and it is indeed a three. I thought it was close. But a nice shot by Antoine. His first bucket of the ball game, a three. 22-13, under 3 minutes now in the first half. Working it around the perimeter, far side, back on top now. Now nice give and go, shot up is no good by Dugan. Westgate comes away with a rebound. We'll slow it down just a little bit here. No pressure, they get it across. But they weren't in a hurry. Antoine, and they're going to call a reach in. And 12. Or did they call that on? Pretty sure it was 1-2, not 2-1. Dugas, his first, team seventh. It's a bonus opportunity, so a 1-1 opportunity. It's Antoine shooting. First is up, and it rattles good. He'll get a second. It's their second free throw of the night. Second good one. 2 of 3 now from the stripe. 22-14, 2:36 to go. Now there's a question about maybe who should be shooting, but it's a little late for that, I think. Coach Winston showing a little concern. Something about a technical. Trying to Coach Winston getting directive. There is something about. So he got the bonus. Now he's going to shoot a technical, apparently. And then we'll get the second shot that he was due. That's no good. And now he'll shoot the second of his regular free throws. Oh, no. Okay, my apologies. Westgate got the two. And shooting the free throws is Skinner. Get on the first, second is there as well. So, my apologies. The technical, they let Westgate finish their free throws. No one was on the blocks because then Nish was going to get a chance to shoot theirs. 24-14, 2:36 to go. If we didn't confuse you too much there. And Nish with the basketball after the technical. Delahousse gets it in the backcourt, walks it across. With again 2:30 to go here in this first half. Nish again by 10, 24-14. Working it around the perimeter on top far side. Now trying to drive the baseline. Pass instead to Cook inside. Puts it up no good. Rebound stripped away by Nish's Edmond. And we got a foul on Antoine again. That's his third. Team's 10th. And to the line is Edmund. Assume it's a two-shot opportunity. Yeah, definitely, because that was the 10th. Double bonus time. They'll shoot two the rest of the way. Shooting foul or not. Misses on the first. Edmund, listed as a 6'2", 165-pound senior. Second is up, and that one off the back iron, no good. Rebound by number 33, who's not on our roster. On top, the half, we'll find out who number 33 is. Shot up, Ronald's good. Nice job there by that number 33. Working it around the perimeter to the corner. Now back between the circles toward the near side. Working toward the center circle now. Dalhousie resetting the offense. His team up by 8 with a minute 40 to go. Up and another nice jumper by Randall. His first bucket of the ball game. The 6'4 sophomore. 2 points tonight. And working it on top. Danny Lewis tries to go behind his back with the dribble. Lost it for a moment. Gets it back to Joseph. Three-pointer up near side. No good. And Nish has it the other way. It was Raymond attempting that three-point shot. Minute 11 to go in this first half. Shot up from the near wing near the three-point line. No good by Nish. Back the other way, Westgate. Danny Lewis brings it up on top for three. Good. Danny Lewis. He's got 5 points tonight. 54 seconds to go. Austin Dalhousie brings it up. Austin's been a big part of this program for a couple of years now. Inside, and now we have a jump ball or a foul coming up. It is a foul. Looking to see who committed it. Got three officials, no indication. Coach Winston not happy with it. See who goes to the line. And not sure what that was. Maybe a three-second violation, not a foul. Three-pointer up by Nish. No good. The shot by Bray. Back the other way. Danny Lewis will bring it up. Goes across court, and it's out of bounds. Coach Porcio got it there in front of the Nish bench. 28.2 seconds to go in this first half. 26-19 the score. And again, Austin Dalhousie to bring it across. Again, not in a hurry. Bounces it near wing to Bray. Bray goes inside, puts up a little six-footer. No good. Rebounding back the other way. Westgate with 8 seconds. Going to steal by Nish. And again, Bray with a chance. Goes underneath. Now a three-pointer up far corner. No good as time expires. 26-19, our score at the end of the first half. We'll take a two-minute break. Back with some first half stats and more coming up after these. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your local McDonald's. We're committed to helping restaurant employees further their education through our Archways program. We can help them finish high school, pick up a trade, learn English, or earn an associate's or bachelor's degree. Our employees can earn up to $3,000 a year for education. And through our new partnership with SLCC, they can add another $1,000 on top of that. McDonald's, education, and SLCC. I'm loving it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot to watch the NFL playoffs with games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. And remember, 19 TVs has you covered for all sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane, 26-19, Yellow Jackets on top. They trailed early in this game, 5-4, an 11-point run. Got them a nice lead in the first period, but better second period effort by Westgate, outscoring Nish 14-11 after being outscored 15-5 in the first. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Wayne Randall, 2 points, bucket in the second period. Christian Walker, 4 points, all from the free throw line. He was 4-4. Kylan Brace, 7 points, all in the first period, 1 of 2 from the line. Jordan Skinner, 5 points, 3 of 4 from the line. 5 points for Austin Delahousie, a 3-pointer and a field goal. Dylan Edmond, 2 points, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. And Quinton Cook was 1 of 2 from the line for his only point tonight as a team. Nish, 9 of 14 from the free throw line. For the Westgate Tigers, their leading scorer with 5, Danny Lewis, a field goal and a 3-pointer. A couple of players with 4. Keon Joseph, 4 points, 1 of 2 from the line. Same situation for Jabari Antoine. And Travin Gardner with 4 points, 2 second quarter field goals. And number 33, the book disappeared. So I'm not sure who number 33 is still, but he had a field goal in that second period, and he may have been part of the problem, the idea that he was not in the book. At one point, it was noticed. So, again, that's our first half scoring, by the way. Westgate, again, as a team, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. But a positive second period for Westgate, maybe a little momentum as they head to the locker room. Trailing, though, 26-19. We will take a timeout, back with more of our halftime coverage, a look ahead to the second period after a 2-minute timeout. Stay with us. High School Hoops, Nish leading Westgate 26-19 at the half. Stay with us.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk. For tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 53. On Saturday, it's going to be cloudy, gradually become mostly sunny as the day wears on. Temperatures will rise to 65 by 10 o'clock in the morning. Then they'll begin to fall as a cold front comes through, falling to around 51 during the remainder of the afternoon. Showers are likely, mainly after 10 in the morning. On Saturday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 37. On Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 53. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your local McDonald's. We are committed to helping restaurant employees further their education and achieve their dreams. Whether that means helping them finish high school, earn an associate's or bachelor's degree from a college or university, pick up a trade at trade school, or even learn English, our employees can earn up to $3,000 a year for education. McDonald's and education, I'm loving it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot to watch the NFL playoffs with games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. And remember, 19 TVs has you covered for all sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. Understand Bradley Lewis is wearing 33. We had him as number 35. So, again, that 2 points attributed to Bradley Lewis. So about 4 minutes before the start of the second half, again, 26-19. Want to remind you, more high school basketball for you coming up on Tuesday. And a quick look ahead to the rest of our schedule. I know I've got it here somewhere. St. Thomas More at Westgate on Tuesday, approximate start time, 7 o'clock. But again, we'll see how that triple header goes. Then a week from Tuesday, we'll be at Lauraville High School as they take on Generette Catholic High the following Friday, the 28th, taking on Delcom. And we'll have all those games for you here on the all-new Kane, 107.5. So again, here at the half, 26-19. Nish on top. And we've got a couple of minutes before we take the go on with the second half. So we'll go ahead and take a two-minute break right now, clean out our halftime breaks, and be back with the second half when we return after these on the all-new Kane 107.5.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajor inviting you to join me and PGA golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make it tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
Live local talk, it's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
We have many ways of contact, whether it be by telephone, mobile app, internet, however you prefer to do it. No one is ever going to ask for any of your personal information. The P3 tips will never ask for any of your personal information at all whatsoever.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. Just about ready for the second half. Time to get the three-year-olds off the court. Having a little fun here at the half. Got the players coming back and getting ready for our second half. Again, Nish leading 26-19 at the end of the first half. And it looks like most of our starters back out there. Wayne Randall for Nish, Christian Walker, Jordan Skinner, Austin Delahousie, and Tylen Bray on the court for Nish to begin the second half. For Westgate, Brennan Landry, Jabari Antoine, Danny Lewis, Traven Gardner. And who's there in the corner? Of course, Keon Joseph. And now, just underway, apparently the ball got knocked out of bounds. Back to Westgate, and again knocked out of bounds. This time, again, back to Westgate. Westgate shooting to our left now as we begin the second half. Shooting in front of their own bench. That is not a coincidence. First-time listeners or novice fans. Second half, they shoot in front of their own benches. And the three-pointer is up and good by Andre Brennan with his first bucket of the ball game. Dish on top, 26-22 from the left side of the key. No good on a shot by Bray. He's back the other way. Westgate, Danny Lewis brings it across. And the ball stripped from him. Austin Delahousie will go, take it all the way, lays it up and good off the glass. Delahousie now with 7 points in the ball game. Not quite a minute gone in this first period. We've got Delahousie with a reach-in foul. Austin his first, team's first here in the second half. The team's went into bonus, in fact, double bonus for Nish, receiving the double bonus. Now another three up from Joseph for Westgate, near side toward the wing, no good, but a tip in is good. And a foul coming up as well. Foul on Randall, his first, team's second. But apparently not a shooting foul. I would have thought that was a shooting foul, but apparently not. Quinton Cook checking back into the ball game. Gray taking a break. Bounce pass underneath and a steal. Austin Delahousie will bring it up. Bounces it right side. Shot up and good. Again by Walker. His first bucket of the ball game. He had some free throws. Nish steals the inbound pass. And a three-pointer up far corner is good by Walker. There's a quick 3-5 points for him in this period. 9-point night. Nish back up by 11, 33-22, 6:30 to go. Three-pointer up near wing. Westgate no good. That shot by Antoine, and now back the other way. Nish with the basketball and a big lead. Austin Delahousie bounces it left side and a push against Joseph. Clear. Not a shooting foul, but that is his third. Team's first here in this period. 6:20 to go. Nish will inbound under their own basket. Trying to get in to Cook. It's stolen. Westgate will bring it back the other way. Quickly on transition. Antoine goes up. He may be called for a... Nope. It's going to be a blocking foul against Walker. And the bucket does count. So Walker picks up his first, the team's third early. And Antoine gets the bucket and an attempt at completing a three-point play here. 33-24 with 6:14 to go in the third. Shot is up and good. Takes advantage of the opportunity. They're now 3 of 5 from the free throw line. 6:08 to go. Nish a little pressure in the backcourt. Almost lost it. Delahousie, though, maintains. Bounce pass near side on the wing now. Bray along the baseline now has to go back outside with it. Far side to Randall. Randall back on top. Delahousie bouncing it near corner. Again along the baseline. Bray. Little leap and leaner is good. He's got 9 tonight. Got an 8-footer. Back the other way quickly, Westgate. The near corner, underneath they find a man, and indeed the pass to Gardner is completed, and he puts it up and good underneath. Gardner now with 6 points in the ball game. 35-27, Nish goes into the paint. Cook denied. Big man is denied by Danny Lewis. Back the other way, and again, out of bounds. Jordan Skinner may have picked up a foul. His second. Team's fourth already here with just 5:17 to go in the third. Back to the line is Antoine. He's 2 of 3 there tonight. He'll shoot two here. 5:17 to go. First shot is up and it is good. He's got 8 points tonight. 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Second one coming. It is good. Nope, rattled. No good. My apologies. 35-28. Westgate trailing, but looking stronger here in the second half along the baseline. Bray goes up. Tough position for him. Quick-handed for a moment. Goes out of bounds. And I believe it's going to be Westgate basketball. A bit of a tussle underneath for that one. 5 minutes to go here in the third period. To the near corner, Joseph for three is good. It's his second tray of the night. Both have been beauties. Dalhousie gets it across, but a little pressure. Now back the other way. Not back the other way, but Gray underneath. A little short on a little fingertip roll, but gets the rebound, puts it back up. Actually, no, that was Randall who got the rebound and put it back up. Got the basket, timeout, a full timeout. But we'll stay here with 4:35 to go. 37-31. That's first timeout taken by the Yellow Jackets. They have two 30-second timeouts, two full timeouts remaining. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, which include the Iberia Medical Center, your locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. And speaking of the folks at Iberia Medical Center, don't forget the emergency room now open at the North Campus on North Lewis Street, former Dotree, of course. But again, the emergency room now open. 37-31 on our score. Nish looking to improve to 14-6 on the season. By the way, Nish will be at Helen Cox Tuesday. Westgate, as we mentioned, will host St. Thomas More Tuesday night. We'll have it for you at about 7. Again, a triple header, depending on the pace of games. We'll be looking forward to being back at the Westgate Coliseum. 4:35 to go. Pass. Getting a little pressure. Austin Dalhousie putting on Antoine there, but he gets it across. Now working it around the perimeter is Westgate. Back to the near wing for Antoine. Antoine looking for a little help. On top, Quentin Cook, quick move. The big man had cat-like reflexes there. Eventually goes out of bounds on the transition to Nish. Quentin Cook showed some great reflexes there. 4:15 to go here in the third. Nish gets it under their own basket to bring it in. Dalhousie does so near corner to Skinner. Skinner finds Randall, turns around, puts it a six-footer. Good. And Randall now with 6 points in the ball game. 4 minutes left in the third. Westgate again having trouble holding on to the ball and a timeout taken. By Coach Corsho as Austin Dalhousie is on the ground retrieving that ball. So the quick timeout heard that time. Again, just 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. But again, Austin Dalhousie gets the ball back for the Yellow Jackets. 3:58 to go, leading 39-31. Safe to say they've led by as many as 11 points in this game. Maybe more. Trying to remember their biggest lead, but 11 seems to stand out to me. Again, when we come out of the timeout, 39-31 with 3:58 to go in the third. And 4 8-minute quarters, varsity high school basketball. It'll be Randall bringing it in. And so to his point guard, Dalhousie. Austin brings it across the timeline. Double teamed, and it is stripped from him. Westgate comes away. Two-on-two opportunity, and again, I think we're going to get a blocking foul again. Nope, they're going to call a charge this time on Raymond. His first and the team's second here in the second half. Again, a little pressure showing in the backcourt by Westgate as Dalhousie penetrates and gets it across. Pass stolen, though. Antoine steals a pass, takes it into the paint, lays it up, no good, and we're going to get a blocking call against the Yellow Jackets. That's Randall picking up his second, the team's fifth now. 3:34 to go in this third period, 39-31. Jeff Boggs courtside, our studio engineer, Blanc Bayard, Coach on his efforts tonight. And Coach Ryan Antoine, the head football coach, also was on the bench for the freshman game today. And Tyron Walker. But happy to see those guys again after that trip to the Superdome a little more than a month ago. Quinton Cook checking back into the game as we again await Antoine's shots here. This one is no good as well. 39-31 with 3:27 to go. Third period. Randall works it ahead to Walker. Walker along the glass, and I was going to say actually along the baseline. Skinner off the glass. Good. 41-31. Coach Winston not happy with something there. Right side. Oh, and Westgate's going to get called with a charge there. As Antoine tried to penetrate. He picks up number 4, I believe. Inbounds, and again some pressure. Westgate's been showing a little pressure here. Trying to do something about the 10-point deficit. Delahousa takes it inside to Cook underneath. The big guy is fouled. He'll go to the line after the foul by Bradley Lewis. Was first, unless he got assessed the technical. And Cook makes good on his first. He is now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Second one, no good. 2:57 to go. 42-31 Nish on top. Danny Lewis brings it up to the Tigers. Tries to penetrate the key. Puts up a one-handed shot, no good off the left side. Delahousie comes away with a rebound, gets it ahead to Randall. Randall now, right side, drives the lane, puts it up, and good. And they're going to call a... How can it be a blocking foul against Nish? But apparently it was. They waved off the shot. They didn't call a charge, you called a block. Got a little confused. 2:28 to go, and steal. And it'll be back the other way. Skinner, and he is fouled as he laid it up. He'll be going to the free throw line to shoot 2. We'll see who the foul's on. Looks like Danny Lewis. So again, heading to the line is Skinner. 3 of 4 tonight from the free throw line. 42-31. Both teams in the bonus now. Shot no good. And again, Skinner's second coming. Too often, always got, there's one too many officials on the court. Yeah, there's always one in my way. Second shot is up and good by Skinner. 4 of 6 now from the free throw line. 2:18 to go, 43-31, Nish on top by 12. Again, maybe their largest lead of the game at this point. Driving the baseline, giving it back up to Danny Lewis. A charge, though, called against Sam. His first, team 7th. Player control foul, so no bonus opportunity there. But both teams are in the bonus. Randall will bring it in. Going the distance, left to right are the Jackets. A little back and forth between Randall and Delahousie. 2:05 to go. Again, still in the backcourt, getting close to that 10 seconds, and now it's knocked out of bounds off the Yellow Jackets, and it'll be Westgate ball as they tried to get it across the timeline before that 10-second time limit. Minute 59 to go as Westgate brings it in to Joseph. Kiki across the timeline. Leaves it off for Raymond. Raymond tosses a long three, no good. And out of bounds off of Westgate. Nish will get it back. Leading 43-31. official talking to Coach Winston, who didn't like the call. Randall again to bring it in. Minute 50 to go here in the third. And he and Delahousie in the backcourt, facing that pressure from Westgate. Messed him up a little bit that last trip up. Now Delahousie does find a little room inside. Lost the ball, but fortunately for him, his teammates was there. Bray got it to Cook underneath. But it goes out of bounds after the shot fails. Knocked out of bounds against Nish. Minute 31 to go. Nish up 43-31. High school hoops tonight from New Iberia Senior High. On top, another long three is up. No good by Raymond. And it's back the other way for the Yellow Jackets. This time, no real pressure there as Delahousie gets it into the far corner. Loses the dribble, though. Out of bounds to Westgate. Minute 11 to go. Inner city rivals, the records may not look alike, but when you get these two rivals together, these players whose separate teams know each other so well, as Nish steals it and takes it all the way, Bray, for 2 points. He's got 11 tonight now, Tylan Bray. 45 seconds to go in the period, 45-31 Nish. Danny Lewis between the circles launches a long three, probably about a 25-6 footer, but no good. Rebound. There is a foul on the rebound by 14, I believe. I thought I saw put up. Maybe that was 13. Edmund, his first, team seventh, and shooting two, missing the first, is Gardner. Gardner with 6 points on the night. First trip to the free throw line. Second shot coming with 34 and a half seconds to go is up and good. 45-32 Yellow Jackets lead. Westgate started this period strong, but Nish has started to pull away yet again. Far side, Skinner takes it to the baseline, goes up, no good. Rebound back. Well, Westgate tips it out of bounds. Pretty sure Nish will have the basketball. Checking back in is Christian Walker. 19.6 seconds to go in the period. Yellow Jackets bring it in from their corner. Near corner as we see it to the right. And then leaning up, Delahousie. A leaping leaner from about 8 feet. He's got 9 points tonight. 7 seconds to go. Westgate takes it in. We got a foul over the back by the Yellow Jackets. That again is Skinner, his third, team's eighth. This is a shooting foul, though. So he'll shoot two. Joseph back to the line. He is one of two. Had that opportunity in the second period. First is up, and it is good. Second shot coming. 5.2 seconds left. Second is up and makes that one as well. That's a 9-point night. 3 of 4 from the free throw line now for Joseph Kiki. And that'll end the third period. 47-34 Nish leads. Back with the fourth quarter after this quarter change brought to you by the Quarter Tavern. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. We've added some sweet treats to the menu, and they're available all day long. We're introducing 3 new items, cinnamon rolls, apple fritters, and blueberry muffins. Pair them with a cup of fresh hot coffee, maybe a mocha frappe, or even one of our espresso drinks, and you are good to go. McDonald's and Bakery, I'm loving it.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He
did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back as we begin the fourth period, or quarter, because it's brought to you by the Quarter Tavern, 47-34. The Yellow Jackets on top as we begin again this fourth quarter here at New Iberia Senior High. We'll also have the Westgate-Nish game at Westgate coming up. That's going to be a Saturday night, I think in early February, late January. But again, happy to have you with us this evening. Good crowd, as we mentioned, pretty much standing room only. I can't see real well behind me, but yeah, the upper balcony behind me, there's a little room there. Pass inside, Westgate controls, gets it up, no good though. And then another foul, a 4-on-4 foul. Skinner for Nish fouls Brennan Landry, and he'll go to the line. This is number 9 on Nish. Pretty sure it's a shooting foul. Otherwise, 1-and-1 opportunity. Shot is up and good. It was a two-shot. It was the shooting foul. Brennan Landry with 4 points now. Had a three-pointer earlier in the night. Again, waiting opportunity. Now Danny Lewis getting on the blocks for Westgate. And the second shot is up, no good. Rebound, Quinton Cook for Nish. Back the other way, New Iberia brings it across the timeline. Three-pointer up and no good by Walker. But the follow-up is good as Rand Bray is there to put it back. 13-point night for Tylan Bray. Now quickly, Danny Lewis, a three on top, a little bit short. Rebound, Westgate underneath. Joseph puts it up and good. 11-point night for Kiki Joseph. Nish facing a little pressure. 7:20 to go. Off the foot of Nish, they get it across the timeline. No call for traveling. Delahousie drives the lane, puts it up, no good, but does draw a foul. Raymond, his second, team's 8. Coach Winston talking about that kick. It really was a dribble off his leg or foot as Delahousie misses the first. You know, you got to see a clear kicking effort. Shot is up. Second is good. He's got 10 points now tonight. 7:11 to go. 50-37 Yellow Jackets. Three-pointer up by Landry is good. Brennan, his second tray of the night. He's got 7 points. A timeout, a full timeout taken. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. But Westgate takes a full timeout back in 30 seconds on the all-new Kane 107.5.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk. For tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 53. On Saturday, it's going to be cloudy, gradually become mostly sunny as the day wears on. Temperatures will rise to 65 by 10 o'clock in the morning. Then they'll begin to fall as a cold front comes through, falling to around 51 during the remainder of the afternoon. Showers are likely, mainly after 10 in the morning. On Saturday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 37. On Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 53. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. 7:04 left in this fourth quarter. 50-40, Nish leads by 10. Led by 13 just a moment ago. Danny Lewis nailing that three. Or Brennan Lander, excuse me. So here we go. Out of the timeout by Westgate. By the way, Westgate with two full timeouts remaining. Nish two full and a 30. Inbound pass knocked out of bounds. Aggressive move by Traven Gardner. But out of bounds. So Randall brings it in. Again, facing some pressure from Delahousie. Gets it back. Now Bringing it across is Gray, finds Cook underneath, off the glass, some good Quentin Cook. His first bucket of the ball game, he had a couple of free throws. Now a little pressure, and Nish steals it from Westgate. Randall back the other way, quickly ahead to Cook, and for a big man, he moves well. He misses, though, and the follow-up by Randall, no good, and Westgate all alone at the other end. Danny Lewis puts it up, and good. And it looked like he wanted to slam it home, but then eventually eased up and just put up the easy shot. Nish quickly back the other way, underneath, in trouble, and now a jump ball called. Alan Bray was having trouble getting away from a Westgate player, so the jump ball, and it'll be Westgate basketball. With 6:20 to go, they trail by 10. Kiki Joseph gets the ball across the timeline. Goes toward the far side between the circles and tosses it underneath Lewis. Lewis gets it back outside. Joseph on the baseline, brings it back outside and working it near the key and now trying to put it up and no good. The shot by Gardner goes out of bounds to Westgate. 5:56 to go. Nish up by 10. And Westgate underneath their own hoop to bring it in, and they bring it back all the way to center circle. Bringing it up is Antoine on top, now pushes it to the corner. Joseph for three, no good. Rebound is kicked out of bounds, and looks like Westgate's going to get the ball back with 5:45 to go. 52-42 our score. Danny Lewis, just a little hook shot there. That's a new look as far as I've seen. And again, pressure in the backcourt by Westgate. And Randall breaks it, gets it to the Gray on the baseline. As he drives it, he is fouled. And he'll be shooting too. Waiting to see who the foul was on. And it was Danny Lewis. I've got that as five. No, I think I inadvertently marked one. They're showing four. Four fouls for Danny Lewis. 19 foul, but this is shooting foul. He'll shoot two, Will Bray. First is up and good. 14-point night for Kylan Bray. 5:29 to go. 9-point lead, trying to make it again 10. Will Bray at the free throw line. Second is up, no good. Rebound Westgate, all alone underneath. Joseph to bring it up. Danny Lewis with the four fouls, takes a timeout. Joseph, a little fadeaway baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Westgate, puts it back up. That was Landry, Z Landry, not Brennan Landry. And he was fouled. He's going to the line. That is 10 now. They are over the limit. But this is a shooting foul. The 30-second timeout taken by Westgate. I don't have them having a 30-second. Not sure if they're going to take a full timeout or not. Showing 2 and 2 on each side, unless I fail to mark one. I thought Westgate just had one. Maybe I marked a timeout on the wrong team. I thought for sure it was 3 and 1 now remaining. 5:18 to go, 53-44 the score. And Westgate will shoot two. Again to the line is Landry. And again, all I've got on him is his first initial, Z. Shot is up and rattles good. Off rattled and then hit the glass. Fell through. 53-45, 8-point lead with 5:18 to go. Shot is up. Second is up and good. He nails them both. Underneath, again, Westgate putting on the pressure. Delahousie breaking it, gets it ahead to Bray, and Bray is fouled. They wave off the shot, but it is a foul on Brennan Landry. Hard to believe that is his first, but both teams now over the limit. Everybody will shoot two the rest of the way. Gray, who was just one of two at the line, now two of four overall, shoots and puts up the first one good. Second shot coming. It is up and good. So let's get back the other way. Joseph brings it across the timeline, goes right side, and in the corner for three. Shot up, no good by Antoine, and Nish gets it back the other way. Leading by nine. Now working it, trying to get it to somebody else. Bray finally does find Randall near the center circle. Austin Delahousie, I'm not suggesting that they're slowing it down on purpose, but it did kind of look like that. Now a long three from Bray, no good. On the far wing, and got a foul coming up against Nish. I apologize, missed the number on that one, but it's apparently good enough for a shooting foul. Not a shooting foul, but wasn't a player control foul. They are shooting free throws. That'll be Bradley Lewis shooting two. He's got a field goal tonight for his 2 points. First shot is up, and it is good. Now checking into the game. Trevin Gardner back in, going to give Landry a rest. And Bradley Lewis' second shot coming up. It's an 8-point game. Second shot is up. That one's good. He's got a 4-point night, and it's an 8-point lead with 4:35 to go. 55-48. They were a little slow to change the scoreboard there. 55-48. 4:30 to go. And a steal by Westgate, and again, Brennan Landry, but he loses it. But Joseph gets it back to Westgate. He loses it. Delahousie now taking it all the way, drives it, puts it off the glass, and good. 12-point night. Westgate back the other way. Back to a 7-point lead. 4:02 to go. It goes out of bounds, and I'm not sure if they threw up that last bucket. Once again, scoreboard showing 55-48. But the try. They're trying to correct the scoreboard, but there seems to be a technical problem, maybe. They're going to reset the clock to 4:02. But there does seem to be an issue. Oh, I see the issue there. We're having a little problem there now. See if it works. And right now, may have gotten it got unplugged. The scoreboard is on, but they're having trouble trying. The clock is moving. So they were able to turn the clock on. Getting a little technical assistance here at the scorer's table. And they have been able to put the 4:02 up, and now they do adjust the score, 57-48, as it should be. So I think we're good to go at the scorer's table, and Westgate will get the ball out of that timeout. Joseph for three, no good. Rebound Westgate. Denny Lewis underneath misses, and another opportunity by Lewis misses, but he may have been fouled. Looks like he's going to shoot two. A foul against Cook. His second, and the team's over the limit. Danny Lewis will shoot two. 9-point night so far. First is up from the south ball, no good. 57-48, 3:54 to go. Second shot coming is up, and that one's no good. Rebound by Randall underneath for the Yellow Jackets. Austin Delahousse and Randall in the backcourt. Now they get it ahead to Gray. Kylan in trouble, double-teamed, and a timeout taken by Nish with 3:43 to go. Oh, nope. They did not have to call timeout, apparently. Not sure what happened there. But Nish had an opportunity to bring it in from in front of their bench. 3:34 to go. Underneath, Delahousse tried to go up against the Westgate Tiger. Danny Lewis, though, too big on that one. Nish comes away, though, with a turnover as Lewis lost control of the basketball. And it's back the other way for the Yellow Jackets. Randall, and now an official timeout being taken. Oh, we got blood. Joseph cut on his eye. They're having him check out. Ooh, looks like a pretty good gash there. Akiki Joseph on him. Checking into the game, I believe, was Raymond checking back into the ball game, or was that? Yeah, I think it was Raymond who checked back in. Well, Husi gets it to the near wing and now gets it back on the far wing. And a pass underneath. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Westgate will get the ball back with 3:05 to go, trailing by 9. Tigers easily bring it across the timeline. Antoine and Brennan Landry, and underneath, shot up and no good by Gardner. Gets the rebound, gets it back outside, putting up a 3, no good by Brennan Landry, and it's back the other way for the Yellow Jackets with 2:40 to go. 9-point lead for the Jackets. Randall, no real pressure that time by Westgate. I'm not sure. Maybe they're wearing a little bit, but a shot up by Bray. Little four-footer, no good. A putback, no good. I didn't see the player. And now Delahousse has it at the center circle. Slowing things down with 2:16 to go. Certainly not in a hurry. No shot clock. They'll bring it back between the circles. Randall again. He'll hold it as long as he is not approached, but he is finally approached. And taking it into the paint now, dribbles it back outside, the near side. And now brings it back to center circle to reset the offense. Danny Lewis steps up with that 5-second clock going. And Randall does move it a little bit. And he passes it near side to Bray. Bray giving the lane, takes it, and slams it home. Kylan Bray giving the lane. And he took full advantage of it. Minute 34 to go, and the Yellow Jacket fans are going nuts. They're going to call a technical on the bench. Not sure if it's fan activity that cost the technical. That is a beautiful job by Bray. Seems as though they're just giving the bench a foul because of the fan activity, but you got to get excited about a play like that. And a play that puts your team up by 11 with a minute 34 to go. And the local constabulary trying to get him off the court. First row, and the first of two technical free throws. No, I'm sorry. I was watching the police at work, and apparently they shot them both and missed them both. That was Raymond. So minute 34 to go. Westgate with the ball out of the technical. Quinton Cook checking back in. Taking a break is Jordan Skinner. Again, Westgate with the ball, trailing by 11 with a minute 32 to go. Driving the lane, going up, no good on the shot. Kind of a low percentage opportunity, Antoine. And now a timeout taken, a full timeout being taken. We'll stay here, though. Again, Nish with one. And Westgate apparently with one. Maybe even two. Maybe two. Scorekeeper says two. for Westgate. Once again, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Iberia Medical Center, your locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Once again, appreciate all of our sponsors of high school basketball. Initially leading 59-48, and again Tuesday night, approximately 7 o'clock our pregame, but again, that'll be based on the way the first two games go. Never know for sure. But again, a minute 25 to go here. 59-48. That'll be the first district game for the Westgate Tigers, and I believe they're playing district games the rest of the way. Nisha, on the other hand, Tuesday, they're going to be at Holy Cross, or Helen Cox, excuse me. Big road trip on a Tuesday night for the Yellow Jackets. Randall at the center circle. First out in a hurry. Kicks it back outside. Skinner. Skinner back between the circles to Delahousie. Ian Bray. Now Randall at the circle. Danny Lewis going in and fouls him. And that's going to be it for Danny Lewis. He is fouled out of the ball game with 9 points. He's 0-2 from the free throw line, and back in is Braylon Raymond. Minute 6 left to go. Shooting 2 is Randall. 6-point night for him. First shot is up and good. 60-48 as we await the second shot. It is up and good. Commission improves their lead to 61-48 with minute 4 to go. Joseph back into the ball game. Not the bleeding to stop, I assume. Long 3 launches off the glass and good for Kiki Joseph. 14-point night for him, and Westgate calls a timeout. Full timeout. They apparently still have one timeout remaining. I think Nish has one timeout remaining as well. One each, indeed, the official scorer says. I'd like you to join me for Tesh Matters, 10-1 weekdays on the all-new Kane 107.5. Of course, sitting in on the first hour of the Breakfast Club as well, 6-7. Then it's Bayou Sports Monday through Thursday right after news, weather, and our obituary notices. And Fridays it is the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show first, and then Bayou Sports. And if you missed either of those two shows this morning, they're available online at Kane1240.com. Under the on-air tab, look for either the Fishing and Hunting Show or Bayou Sports. 53.3 seconds to go. And Randall will bring it in for the Yellow Jackets. Bounces it to Delahousie, facing a lot of pressure in the backcourt. Back the other way. Not sure why Nish didn't get to shoot baskets on that last penalty. Did they forget about them? Should have been a two-shot opportunity. 45.3 seconds to go. Shot is up. No good. And a different foul. Walker. Finish. Second shot coming is up and good. Actually, I may have been confusing the Bray free throws. Then there was a timeout taken after the free throws. Delahousie double-teamed, is forced out of bounds. I believe Westgate will get the ball back in front of their own bench. 62-51 our score. Right side, Joseph driving. Eventually falls back, misses on a 10-footer. Back and a traveling call against Westgate's Gardner. It'll be Nish basketball, leading by 11, 27 seconds left. Delahoussaye and Randall in the backcourt again. Double teamed is Randall, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Back to Nish. Cascade has played some good pressure defense tonight. Bouncing it into Delahoussaye, skipping it across. They break it this time as Bray takes it into the paint, makes a nice move, and lays it up and good. Bray having a huge period. 5, 7, 9 points in this period. He's got 20 for the night. Nice job from behind. Skinner knocking the ball out of Antoine's hands. Goes out of bounds, but still a sneaky play from behind. Now a three-pointer up by Brennan Landry. No good. Second left shot is up and good by Joseph. But just before the buzzer sounded, we got a final score 64-51. 64-51. Nish comes away with a big victory against the Westgate Tigers. But a heck of an effort after the first period. They were down by 10 at the end of the first period, but battled pretty much to even the rest of the way. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and put a wrap on tonight's coverage right after these. Stay with us.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot to watch the NFL playoffs with games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. And remember, 19 TVs has you covered for all sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk. For tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 53. On Saturday, it's going to be cloudy, gradually become mostly sunny as the day wears on. Temperatures will rise to 65 by 10 o'clock in the morning. Then they'll begin to fall as a cold front comes through, falling to around 51 during the remainder of the afternoon. Showers are likely, mainly after 10 in the morning. On Saturday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 37. On Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 53. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we welcome you back. 64-51 the final score. Yellow Jackets at home beat the crosstown rival Westgate Tigers 64-51. Taking a look at the scoring, Kylan Bray leading all scorers with 20 points. He was 4 of 6 from the free throw line, also in double digits with 11. Christian Walker, 6 of 6 from the line. Wayne Randall, 8 points, 2 of 2 from the line. 8 points for Jordan Skinner, 4 of 6 from the lines. And I missed Austin Delahoussaye, 12 points, 1 of 2 from the line. 2-point night for Dylan Edmond, 0 of 2 from the line. And Quinton Cook finished with 4 points, 2 of 4 from the line. Nish was 19 of 28 from the free throw line. Westgate, on the other hand, they were led by Kiki Joseph at 16, 3 of 4 from the line. 9-point night from Danny Lewis, 0 of 2 from the line. 8-point night from Jabari Antoine, 3 of 7 from the line. Brennan Landry, 7 points, 1 of 2 from the line. Traven Gardner, 7 points, also 1 of 2 from the line. 4-point night for Bradley Lewis, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And Braylon Raymond, no score or no points, but he was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So again, our final score, 64-51. That'll do it. Once again, want to thank our sponsors. Our coverage brought to you in part by the Iberia Medical Center, your locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Appreciate their support of high school sports on the all-new Kane 107.5. Certainly want to thank our studio engineer, Blanc Bayard. And again, for Blanc, this is Jeff Boggs. You've been listening to High School Basketball, production of Kane Radio, AM 1240, 107.5 FM. That'll do it. Again, join us Tuesday night as Westgate hosts St. Thomas More at the Westgate Coliseum. Get our coverage somewhere around 7 o'clock. Once again, thanks to Blanc. That'll do it. Have a good night and a good weekend. And we'll talk to you soon on the all-new Kane 107.5.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.